This is the first in a series of lessons in the Thai language for St. Lawrence University students planning to go on study abroad programs to Chiang Mai, Thailand, and for others who are interested in studying the Thai language in preparation for trips abroad. This first lesson will deal with tones, numbers, and some unusual sounds in the Thai language. Later lessons will get into things like how to get around, how to ask for things, and so on. But right now we'll deal with the basics of the language and build in a few thoughts about the Thai culture as well. First of all, as you may know, the Thai language is spoken in Thailand. What you may not know is that there are a variety of versions of the Thai language. The one we are going to be teaching here is known as Standard Thai or Central Thai, and it is based on the dialects that are spoken in and near Bangkok, Thailand. It is also the form of the language that is taught in schools, so wherever you are in Thailand, people are likely to understand you if you speak Standard Thai, and they will respond to you in Standard Thai, even if their primary language is one of the local dialects. Thai language and related languages are spoken in Thailand, in the eastern part of Burma, in Laos, and in parts of southwestern China. The best known of these languages is, of course, the Thai language, and the Lao language in Laos, and in the northeastern dialects of northeast Thailand. The dialect of northern Thailand, Khmer, is technically a separate dialect of Thai. The Shan in the eastern part of Burma is another Thai language. And the Zhuang and various other languages in southwest Thailand go into this group. As you're going to be studying in Chiang Mai, it's worth pointing out that the colloquial language of that area is known as Khmer, which literally means the words or speech of the realm. And this refers to the independent realm once centered around Chiang Mai, which was once the capital of its own kingdom. This dialect is also known as Northern Thai to people who are not from there, which places it in relationship to Central Thailand. There are some slight differences in the tone structure and also in the basic vocabulary of Northern Thai. But most Khmer speakers also speak Central Thai, which is what I am teaching here, since it is, after all, the official language of the Kingdom of Thailand. Now, the Thai language has a number of features that are a little different from what English speakers may be used to. So it may be useful to start with these first, and then we will use the basic number system, which I'm going to teach you, as a way to illustrate some of those features. The first things that I think we're going to need to spend time on is the notion of tones and vowel length in distinguishing between words. The Thai language uses tone shapes and vowel length to distinguish between the meanings of some words. For example, the word ma with the mid-tone means to come, the word ma with the high tone means horse, and the word ma with the rising tone is colloquial for dog. So when inviting someone to come with you, you don't want to call them a dog. You want to use the word ma instead of the word ma. Now, most Thai people in places like Chiang Mai and Bangkok especially are used to foreigners mispronouncing things, and they are used to getting along with that. But it's still a good idea to learn how to say it right if you can. And so we're going to spend a little bit of time on that in a way that I hope makes it easier for you to hear and to produce the tones and to understand them. There are five tones in Central Standard Thai, and though it may seem odd to use tones to distinguish words from each other, in fact, we do very much the same thing in English once you think about it. So first we'll talk about the tones and then show you how they're not all that different from the way we speak. The five tones in the order that most Thai speakers recite them are ma, which is the mid-tone, ma, I have to say them out loud. They do it in the order ma, 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 and ma. Ma is the mid-tone, ma is the low tone, ma is the drop tone, ma is the high tone, and ma is the rising tone. Let's go through those in order. Ma, the mid-tone, is used in the word to come. Other words using the mid-tone is Achan, which is a respectful word for a teacher or a professor. Baka, the second syllable, is the mid-tone. Baka means a pen. Rotme, the second syllable, is mid-tone. So rotme means a bus, with me being the mid-tone. Second tone is ma, or the low tone. This tone is slightly depressed compared to the mid-tone. Now, the mid-tone does drop a little towards the end of a sentence, just as we tend to speak a little lower at the end of a sentence. But ma is distinctively depressed. Personally, I found the mid and the low tone the hardest to distinguish from each other, but I think you will pick it up after time. The word ma generally has no meaning, although it can be parts of words that do have meaning. But for single syllable words that do use the low tone, you can take, for example, the common word gai, which means chicken, or kai, which means egg or eggs. Also the word dek, which means a child, is a low tone, or kao, which refers to your knee. Bet is another one, and that one means duck. So gai is a chicken, bet is a duck. They both produce eggs, which are kai. So kai gai means chicken eggs. And notice that the chicken came after the egg. It's very clear in this case. Kai gai, chicken eggs, is different from kai bet, or duck eggs, or kai muk, which are pearls, which are kind of like little eggs in a clam. No need to memorize that now. These are just examples. So the first tone is ma, the second tone is ma, low tone. Third is ma, which is a falling tone or a drop tone. And please remember, don't overemphasize that tone. It's very easy for English speakers to punch that tone like it's an accent. So you simply need to say ma, kind of go at it gently, just let it drop. Other words, using the dropped tone, which by the way has no meaning by itself in Thai, are hai, which means to give something. Or hai pon means to give a blessing, for example. Dai, which means you can. Or mai, which means not, or no, you can't. Or mai jing means, hey, it's not true. Kao is another one, to enter. Or if you use a long vowel, and short and long vowels make a difference, kao, a very important word, meaning rice. So kao, to enter, kao for rice. And the only difference between those two is vowel length, which we will talk more about later. The fourth tone is the fourth tone is the high tone, which is ma, and that word means horse. Other words using the high tone, which basically for that tone you simply need a slightly higher tone, and there's a bit of a strain in the voice that you may have heard, ma. Other words using that is pra, which is the word for a monk, and it is also an honorific syllable that is used at the start of other words, as in prachao, which is the Christian notion of God, and it's also a generic word meaning Lord. And that comes out then in a number of other words, such as Pachao Pandin, which refers to the king, or in Pachao Yuhua, which also refers to the king. Literally, the first one of these, Pachao Pandin, means Lord of the Earth, and the second one, Pachao Yuhua, refers to him as Lord above all. And you'll also see the word Pra, which by itself often means a monk, also in the word Prasong, which more clearly means specifically a Buddhist monk. And if you use the phrase Praputajao, that is the word for the Lord Buddha, who is also known as Putajao. You'll also find a high tone in words like Rat, which means to receive, or Rot, which is a vehicle, as in words like Rotyon, which is an automobile, Rotgang, which is the vehicle that you own, Rotbantuk, which is a truck for hauling things, or what the British call a lorry, Rotsongtao, which is a pickup with two benches, one on each side, and that's used often as a taxi, and you're going to see a lot of those in Chiang Mai, and probably ride on them. Rotfai is a train that literally means a fire vehicle, which made a lot of sense when trains came out in the mid-19th century. Rotmei is a bus, and the spelling of Mei gives the impression that it might once have been a mail truck, although I am not certain. So there are a lot of different ways you'll encounter the high tone, as with the others. The fifth tone is a rising tone, as in the word ma, which means dog. There are fancier words for dog, but this is the one you hear most often. It also appears in words like kao, which with the long vowel a, means white. Kao, with the short vowel, means mountain. So kao, white, kao, mountain. So again, the only difference is vowel length. So let's repeat those five tones again. The mid tone is ma, the low tone is ma, the third tone is ma, or the drop tone. The fourth tone, the high tone, is ma. And the final tone, the rising tone, is ma. So again, ma, 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 and ma. And these tones are relative to each other. So if your voice is higher than mine, all of your words are going to be higher. If it's lower, all of it's going to be lower. The difference is in how the pitches appear next to each other. Now, we often think of English, in fact, almost always think of English as a non-tonal language, but that's not really true. Because we use tones to add meaning to sentences in the English language. So, for example, you can tell if somebody is angry or polite or argumentative by the tone being used. And in some circumstances, we use tones simply because the meaning requires it. And there's where we get a lot more like the Thai language. For example, if we are asking a question, we often end with a high or rising tone, as in the word right at the end of a sentence, or isn't it, which is more of a rising tone. And sometimes we use a low or dropped tone, as, for example, when we say isn't it, which is a bit like a low tone, or that's not it. Actually, that was wrong. That's it, isn't it? And notice that these meanings are different from when we use our high tone. If we say right, it's different from right. Or if we say right, it's different from isn't it. One of them seems to be a little more certain than the others. Or when we say isn't that right, again, that's more definite than saying right when we're not sure. And by the way, it's good to keep this in mind because a lot of times when people are trying to speak Thai for the first time, they want to know if they're saying it right, and that often causes them to build in the English question tone in with the Thai word tone, coming up with something that is neither one nor the other. And the best way to fix that, in my opinion, is simply to add an English question word after it. So if you want to say the word my, and you want to know if you got it right, you might say, my, right? And then I think you'll feel far more comfortable. And even better, the Thai language has question words that are used in the same place with practically the same tone. For example, the word my, with a rising tone, means isn't it? Or l is the word, again, with a rising tone that you'll use to check if you got it right. So you say my, which means, is that right? Or you can simply say my, right? Just to keep yourself from adding on a tone that you didn't mean. Now, if we think in terms of the question tones or the other tones that we use to convey meaning in English sentences, you find that, in fact, we have all five of the Thai tones in English. Consider this passage in English. Come here now. What? Now? If you pay attention, I just used the five Thai tones in the same order as the Thai use it. Come is the mid-tone. Here is the low tone, now. Dropped tone, what? High tone, now. Rising tone, and by the way, now also is the word in Thai for meaning I'm cold. So come here now, what? Now. All five tones, and note that the final word clearly has a long vowel, now, instead of now. Now, if we keep these notes in mind, we find that we are ready for the number system. And I'm going to teach you the numbers from 1 to 10, and added the number in 0. And by the time we are done, we will have not only used most of the tones, but I'm also going to talk about some of the unusual sounds in Thai. And as you review this, you'll find that it provides a good basis for some things we are going to do in later lessons. Now, the first word is the number for 1, and that is ng. It is said with a low tone, starts with N. Now here we already have a sound that's different from English, and that is the vowel u, or in this case, the short vowel u. Say it long as u, say it short as u. Linguists call this vowel a high, mid, unrounded vowel because of the place of your tongue and the fact that you don't round your lips when you say it. But what you might want to try is this. Simply make a long u sound in English and try to smile at the same time, while keeping your tongue in the same place and while keeping your throat kind of tense. So from ooh, you come to ooh, and do it something like this, ooh, and you can hear it transforming. Now, that's not exact, but it gets you pretty close, and eventually, as you spend some more time with the Thai language, and especially as you hear native Thai speakers, you'll learn to hear how it really sounds, and you'll start producing it in your own way. But ooh, make an ooh and smile will get you pretty close, especially if you keep that throat kind of tense. Now, one other thing to keep in mind is that Thai never collapses its unaccented vowels into like English does. Instead of umbrella, instead of a strong we tend to make that short instead of a strong ah. Thai never does that, almost never does that. So you want to keep the pure even in short vowels like ng, which of course means one. Ng again has a low tone and that short vowel u. Moving on to the word for two, that is song. It's said with the rising tone and the long ah. Remember also to keep that vowel pure. In English, the ah and the ah get a lot, well, they tend to sound a lot alike to us, so we often are a little sloppy about distinguishing them. But in Thai, they're always clearly one or the other. And one way they do that is ah is very specifically that sound in that part of the mouth, and ah is moved a little farther forward towards the front teeth. So ah, sort of towards the back of the mouth, ah, towards the front of the teeth, kind of make the top teeth kind of vibrate, and you'll be right there. So in this case, it's ah for song. Again, that's a rising tone. So number one, nung. Number two, song. Number three is sam. Again, that's that vowel towards the front of the teeth, and it's said with the rising tone and with an M at the end. So nung, song, sam. Four is si. And that's with a low tone, with a nice long E. Now, you may have heard some other colorings when I said E. That was simply the context affecting the sound. It's something I learned only after spending a lot of time with Thai people. So don't worry about that for now. You'll pick that up for later. If you just do a nice clear E as in key, you'll be fine with that low tone. So four is C. So one, noon. Two, song. Three, sam. Four, C. Number five is ha. Notice that's a dropped tone, but notice I didn't hit it very hard. I didn't say ha. That would be, one, it's the wrong vowel because it's short, and number two, it just punches it too much. Thai doesn't really have accent. It just has tones, so you can kind of relax with the tones as you say them, especially with the dropped tone, which Americans tend to accent too much. So a nice, easy ha, and with a nice falling tone and a nice forward vowel. Number six is hok. Starts with an H, ends with an unexploded K. Short O, and again a pure O. So again we have nung, song, sam, si, ha, ho. Number seven is jet, said with a low tone, just like the number six. Now the j at the beginning is a lot like our J, but with the voicing in your throat that we have in our J not being done. The difference is kind of subtle, j versus j. So I wouldn't worry about it for now, but if you can do it, feel free. Try it out. Try to say the j without the vibration in your throat, and you have j. This word ends with a D, as in dog, so it becomes jet. Number eight is bat, with a long a, and it's always a pure a as an apple. Not the short a. Well, actually, ah, we do a long ah. I have to think this through. We don't think of these terms in English, but in fact, we do say a long ah in apple. And, of course, it's also the ah in laughter. Now, this first consonant, the ba, takes a little more explaining, but once we get that, we're going to get a couple of distinctions that carry throughout the language. Thai language distinguishes between the pa in pit and the ba that comes in the word spin, or even better, in the word sipping. That one's most similar to what we're talking about. We almost never use ba at the beginning of a syllable, but we often use it in the middle. So if you say sipping and leave out the sip, you'll have exactly the ba that we have in bat. Bing, sipping, bing, bat. We often say that the pa in pit, the linguist would say that that is an aspirated P, while the second ba is not. Now, Thai also has a B sound, so don't slip into that. Now, when I first learned Thai, and before I learned the standard transcription systems, I wrote the ba as BP, and I think you may find that useful. And I've seen some people do it in dictionaries intended for beginning speakers. Now, there's a similar distinction between aspirated and unaspirated consonants in the distinction between ga and ka. The only difference between them is that aspiration, and just as the only difference between kai, which is an egg, and gai, is that difference between aspiration. The first is egg, the second is a chicken. There is a similar distinction between ta as in type or Thailand, and da as in the nickname Dai, which is the name of one of my friends, or Dai, which is the name of her sister, just to remind you that tone is important. And in this case, there is also a D, so you have both ta and da and da. And over time, you'll learn to hear these. It's important right now to work on producing them. Now, in standard transliteration systems, the P, K, and T sounds are often written with an H after them to show the aspiration. So PH is pronounced P, not F. TH is the sound of Thailand, not the English TH, because Thai doesn't have a TH sound. And if they try to pronounce an English word that has it, unless they're really good speakers of English, it'll often come out ta instead of thaw, as we do. There's no thaw in Thailand. So this is a fairly regular distinction in Thai. There's a ta versus a da, or to say it the Thai way, there's a ta versus a da, there is a pa versus a ba, and there is a ka versus a ga. So in the word for bat, we use an unaspirated P, we use a low tone, and a long a with the final unexploded D. So we have 1, nung, 2, song, 3, sam, 4, si, 5, ha, 6, hok, 7, jet, 8, bat, and now number 9, gao, or gao. Sometimes they stretch it out a little bit, but it should be a falling tone with the short ow, not the long ow. But again, sometimes you'll hear the longer version. And the opening is an unaspirated K, gao, not cow, but gao. Now, here's where it gets interesting, because Thai people like to play games with this particular word. If you change from a short ow to a long ow, but keep the ga and keep the falling tone, you get the word gao, which means to step forward. And if you add the word na after it, with the long ah falling tone, you get gao na, which even more clearly means to step forward, and it is a word for progress, or to put it simply, success. So, the number 9, gao, sounds a lot like the word gao, which sounds a lot like the word for success. And people have put that together in rather superstitious fashion, so that the word 9, gao, and the number 9 is a very, very auspicious number. So if you invite Buddhist monks to chant blessings over your new home or your new car, people actually do this, over your new car or your place of business, or if you invite them in at the beginning of your wedding or when registering your company on the stock exchange, it's a very good idea to invite 9 of them, because that is the auspicious number. Sometimes they'll invite 7, sometimes 5, that works too, but 9 is a really good number if you can get them. 9 is also very popular in cell phone numbers, and the more 9s, the better. I have even heard that the number 999-9999, which in Thai would be gao gao gao, gao 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 gao, which doesn't sound funny in Thai, by the way, that was sold for over 1,000,000 baht, which is a lot of money, even at the 34 baht to the dollar exchange rate at the time that I am recording this. And is it any accident that Thailand's current king, Bhumibol Adulyadej, he is also known as Rama the Ninth, or Pralam Gao in Thai. And he is also the world's longest reigning monarch, and it's under his reign that the country has experienced the greatest economic prosperity and advancement in its history. Could that purely be coincidence? It's worth thinking about, and it is definitely the sort of thing that Thai people often think about, whether or not they are well educated. So Gao is a very good number, as is 99 out of 100 on a test here in America. Finally, and this is as far as we will go with the number system today, the number 10 is sit. That's a short I with a low tone. And in this case, the short vowel I does sound a little different from the long vowel E. It's a little unusual that way. And in this case, the final consonant is an unexploded P, as in Peter, sit. So very like our word for to sip some water, and pretty much said with that same tone. So the numbers again are nung, song, sam, si, ha, hok, get, bat, gao, sip. And you might also want to know the number 0, which is soon, as a long u with a rising tone and a final n, as in New York. So there you have it. Once again, soon for 0, nung for 1, song, sam, si, ha, hok, get, bat, gao, sip. Or said in a more rapid tone, but still in an enunciated style. Nung, song, sam, si, ha, hok, get, bad, gao, sit. Which is still kind of slow for a Thai speaker, but that's a fairly normal speed. So there you have the basic numbers, and we've gone through the five tones, and you have also learned most of the unusual sounds of the Thai language. The only major one that I can think of that I've left out is ngong wu. And that's the same sound as you have in the English words ring, or in sing, or ringer, or singer. You're just not used to putting the ngā at the beginning of a word. But to get there, I suggest that you simply say singer or ringer, say them a few times and start leaving off the first syllable, and you'll eventually get pretty close to the ngā. And then you can always fine-tune things later. So instead of singer, you get to ngur. Just start dropping off more of the first syllable. You'll get pretty close. Oh, by the way, ngū means snake, so be careful with that one. So there you have it, the tones, the unusual sounds, and the basic numbers. Next time we will be doing a little more with communicative Thai, learning to say things like bai nai, which means where are you going and where's the bus and things like that. But for now, I'll just leave you with one final phrase, chok di, which means may you have good fortune. Oh yes, and also a general formal greeting used by men, sawat di kap. Or women, when they say it, will come out, sawat di ka, or sawat di ka. So until next time, so until next time, may you have chok di, or good fortune. And as for me, I will close by saying, very politely, sawat di kap.